Okay, we're in Parakeet Aleph and Hilchos Kalim. Excuse me. In this parak, the Rambam is going to discuss at what point a metal kli, when it's broken, loses its shame of being a kli. Okay, parak. Excuse me. Halacha Aleph. Kamashir Shevesh Yishbar Kli Matachas Loi Kabel Tama. So, how much does a metal kli have to be broken to the point where it no longer is something that's susceptible to tama? Right. Oh, Yitar Mitumah. So, or is now, so to speak, cured of its tama. Hakol Afi Mashahu. So, it all depends on the nature of the kli. So, the rest of the parak is going to get into a myriad of different kelim and the lachas that apply by them. Okay, lacha base. Kolzman shakli yachol lasos mein malachto adayin hu kli v'chashav kli shalim. So as long as the kli, when after it's broken, can still be used for its primary function, even though it's broken, it's still considered a complete kli. So what's an example? Ketza kli shematecha shenishbar. So let's say you have a metal a bucket, for instance, let's say that broke. Right, hu yachol malospa or kli shaya. If I could still fill water into it, it's still considered a kli. A kumkum, kedei lachem bo chamin, or let's say a urn that's used to heat up hot water. A mecham kedei lekabel slime. So to let's say a another type of warming thing that contain the sella. A lefes kedei lekabel kitonos shel mateches. So then we have things like what it called the pot. If it can hold little tiny pieces of metal. Hakiton kedei lekabel prutos. So that's also what it called the type of pitcher. Midos hayayin kedei lamod b'hayayin, so things that measure wine that can still be used to measure wine. Midos hashemen kedei lamod b'shemen, so to oil measurements that can still be used. Misanena shachardos nifritu ba shoshan kamin lamata zel toze. All right, and this is talking about a case of, let's say, a strainer that's used for mustard. If it has three holes, one beneath the other, it's tahor l'fishen meshemeshes mei malacha, because now it's no longer able to be used for its primary malacha. What it called? Magrifa shenitla kappa. Right, so this is talking about a case of a shovel. If the inside part of the shovel, afi shehi kakornos, right, even though it could still be used like a hammer, tahora she'ena osim ein malachta, because it no longer can be used as a shovel, elam ein kakornos. Vehi lo nasis litzkoa ba kakornos kibetin kol yotzu bozeh. Right, and so basically it wasn't made to be a hammer, it was made to be something else. Just because it can still function as a kli, doesn't mean that it still has a shame kli attached to it. Lacha gimel. Misarek Shaltsemer Shnitlu Shinov. Okay, so let's say we have a comb that's used for wool, and let's say, as we know, there's certain teeth that are on it. Let's say I take them off. In the Shtarabash Shlosha Makam Echa Tame, as long as three are in one spot of the comb, it's Tame. Haisa Chitzona Achas Min Shlosha Tahor. If one of the outside teeth on the outside of it are still there, it's Tahor Vishani Yachol Lisrok Bo Pishtam, because the outer one can't be used anymore to comb for flax. Shachitzon Enim Elis Lisrok, because the outer one doesn't help. And again, if this item can't be used for its normal purpose, its primary purpose, then it is Torah. Let's say, what it called, you went ahead, you took the teeth out, and you made them into a set of tweezers, then it's Tameh. Let's say it is what it called, one is removed, and it's used, for instance, for a candle, or let's say it's a thread that you can wind around it to use for sewing, then Mekabel is Tameh. Let's say that tooth is very large and thick, even if it was never prepared for something else. If it's a really large tooth that's broken off of a comb, it is considered its own kli. Now, when you have a comb that's used for flax, if let's say it took off the teeth and two were left behind, then it's tameh. If only one, then it is goes back to being tahor again. Halacha, hey, hakrumim shenishbru v'onkeli shalahen. All right, so this comes to what it called a certain type of kli that breaks, right? But the hooks are still there. Kayemes, excuse me, tmein. It's tamei shere efshal hotzi ben adli min abeir kashu kada, because you can still remove the bucket from the well as before. So this is referring to a specific type of bucket that's used to draw water from a well. Halacha vav migira shenitla shen achas min taim tora. Let's say the teeth of the saw are removed, okay, but in a way where it goes one and then one remains and one remains, and it's tahor. Nishtar ba melo hasit b'makom echad. Let's say is enough that the length of what a seat measurement in one place, tamei ashrei eshal lagar minishra, because I can still saw with that portion that's remaining. Lachazayin, okay, a bunch of different kinds of blades, okay. Hamatzer v'yizema v'mifsalas ha'mikdach shenifkamu adayim mekabel tumah. So these are hatchets, blades, drills, etc. Let's say they've gotten damaged, right? They still can be mekabel tumah. Nidal chisuman taharan. But if the steel part, the metal part's removed, then it's tahor. The kolosh nechalu shtayim tamei. And if all these blades are split into two, it's tamei. Chutz min a mikdach except for the what do you call it? The makdeach shrei eni yachol lemkobo. Because at that point, since this is a drill, I can't use it. There's no way to use it anymore. Varonki b'fnei atzma eni makabel stoma. So the runki is a part of the kli that on its own is not makabel stoma. They should mix us kli because it's considered only part of the kli itself. Lachachas, excuse me. Hasayif v'hasakin v'hasakin akum k'mo magal v'romach u'magiyad u'magal katzir v'zug misparayim k'tanim shabali batim v'zug misparayim k'don shal svarim. Okay, so all these cases are swords, knives, a curved knife, a sickle that's used both at home or by farmers, scissors that are used by the average person, scissors that are larger used by a barber. Shenechlu, they're in all these cases, let's say they're split. Each side of these things does makabel tuma. They should owe them emelato because they could still use any one of these things for its primary purpose. If a shaver, okay, is actually cut, is broken into two, then it's tar l'bishenim eretz tera l'bedocha because it can only remove hair with an extreme amount of what it called dexterity. Halacha yud shiryon shenechlak l'orko. So armor, let's say I divide it along its length, it's tahar. However, l'rochvo, if it's along its width, imishamesh me'melachto rishona tameh, if it can still be used for its primary function, then it's tameh. Me'masai taharaso, right? So at what point does it become what it called tameh? Mishi yivla, when he goes ahead and when it becomes worn out, then imishamesh me'melachto, and he no longer uses it. Bala v'nishtayr bo ruvo, let's say what it called, it did become worn out, and most of it's remaining. Imimala tameh v'imimatatar, if it's most of it, if it covers the upper area, then it still contracts tameh, but if it's a lower area, then it is tar. Katsuzimeno, let's say what it called. I cut a part of the armor out, also chuyul atachshit, and I made like a link for like a jewelry. Harizim kabel stoma that acquires stoma. Halach yidal shofera shal zahavim v'shal zugim v'shal mefachim v'shal osay zchuchis. So these are all different types of tubes that are used by glassmakers and blacksmiths, etc. Let's say they're divided into two. Chenechul orcha lengthwise tahora. The rochvayv it's widthwise. Imish meshes meim alachta v'shonat tamei amin lav tahora. If it can be used for its primary function, then it is tamei. It can still contract tuma, and if not, it is tahor. Halacha yubeis, kilvaya shall svarim shall rofim shall osei zechuchis. So these are tongs. This is used by barbers, to saparim, or doctors, or those who make glass. Let's say it gets split into two, tahora. The shell nefachim tmeya. But if it's used by blacksmith, then it is still tame. Meishahu betchila, right? V'achshav chosav asa gecholim. Because basically, it still could be used to stir the coals as it was originally set out to do. Let's say a mirror that's made out of metal is broken. Ocean nishtashto became scratched up. Rove upon him. If I can't see most of my face, tahora. Hayisamara rove upon him. Adain. Let's say I could see most of my face. He adain. Excuse me. Upon him. Adain he klikish hayis. Still considered a normative functioning mirror. Lachyudal macha shenital ksasa hanikov oksa tahora. Let's say the eye or the pointy part of a needle is removed. Now it becomes tahora again. The miskinu lilo faleachut, the lurkumbo tmea. But if I made it so now I can spin thread around that needle, then it's tame. Avamachat shell, what it called, shell sakin, she nital ksasa, anakov, tmea, meshu roshem bekatsa sheni. But let's say there's a different kind of needle that's used. When I remove the eye of it, it's still tame because the other end can still be used as a type of stylus. So it still can function. Lakatezva, vamachat shell lofin alea sheni, o azav. So a needle that became, let's say, rusty, or what it called, or I'm sorry, let's say what it called. Let's say I have a needle, and let's say there is a thread that's red or gold spun around it. Like people who embroider do. Whether the point is removed or the eye is removed, because it's not used to actually sew. It's used for something else. Now this is the case. Halacha design machat she helasa chluda. Right. So this is the case. So the needle becomes rusty. Ima keves hatfira tahara. If it prevents you from sewing, then it is tahar. And if not, it still retains the status as contracting tuma. Halacha design a saif asakin she helu chluda. So a sword or a knife that becomes rusty taharin. Shafan vehishchizan. Right. But let's say I smooth them out and sharpen them. Chazu tumas aneshena. They go back to being tame again. Vehein tsinora she pashta tahara. What do you call it? Let's say I have a hook on top of a, what do you call it? Something used to spin flax. Let's say it's straightened out. Kafva chazra tumasa yishenda. If I rebend it again, it goes back to being able to contract tuma. Lachiches machteach akum kuma arkuva. Right, so a key that's curved like a knee, shenishbar. Let's say it's broken, mitoch arkuvosav, right in the middle of the curvy part, it's tahar. Vachem machteach asa kemin gam shenishbar mitoch, excuse me, I'm sorry. So let's say a key is shaped like a gamma, shenishbar mitoch gimel, that is broken in the gamma part of it. Tahor, right? What do you call it? That's the vertex, so to speak. I can't use the key anymore. Right? I can't use it for its primary purpose. Let's say a teeth and holes, tame, because then I could say shenayim humaftech, it still functions as a key. Nitlu hashinayim, if I remove the teeth, tame, why? So if I remove the teeth, but the holes are still there, it's still tame, and if the holes get closed up, but the teeth are still there, it's still tame. Nitlu hashinayim and nistimu nikavim, if I took out the teeth and I closed out the holes, osh nivertu nikavim, zelatoch zeh, or let's say the holes were expanded until all the holes were joined as one larger hole, then the key goes back to being only being tahar. Like it has kli sheish brosho echad kaf laharim bo adeshen. Let's say a kli has a rod with a cup on one side of it to pick up ashes. Brosho sheni mazleg litzos bo abasar, and the second side has like a fork that's used to roast meat. Nitla kapo. Okay, so if I remove the cup part, mimei shina from the teeth, nitlu shinav tame, mimei kapo. So if I remove one and the teeth are still there, tame, and vice versa. Vehe michol shenitla kapo. So too, what it called? Let's say I have a utensil that I use to paint. Kachel here means putting blue dye on someone's face, like makeup. Then I remove the cup part. Shigorfimba kachel tame. So the part that spreads the what it called the dye that collects the dye, it's still tame. Mimnei hazachar shekochlubo ha'ayin nital zachar tame mimnei kaf. So if the cup, which is it is tame because I can still apply the dye, this makeup to the eye. If the part that applies the makeup is removed, it's still tame because the cup that's still there. So even though, the key point here is even though it has two different functioning parts on one kli, missing one does not necessarily mean that it becomes tahar. Halach rav kli shebarosho kaf echad kisavcha litzos olav. Let's say I have a kli that has a net made out of iron on one side of where you roast food through. And the second side has like a fork, teeth for fork that I can use to remove the meat from the pot, amaleish, or let's say from the fire. Nitla kapo tamim neshinav, nitla shinav tamim kapo. So if one part is removed, it's still tamim because the other part, and vice versa. So too, v'chein, eight, shamatechas, shekosim berosho. Let's say I have what it called a pen made out of metal, where one side of it's used to write, berosho sheni, mochin, and the second side is used to erase, nidal kosev tamim neemokhe, nidal mokhe tamim neemokhe. So if the writing part is removed, it's still tamim because of the eraser, and vice versa. V'chein koyote ilu, all these cases, v'hushi yad nishri yachol asos meim lachna, as long as what's left behind can still do its primary purpose. Ketza, so what's an example? Agent Yidon Mokok Shalos, let's say I have this metal pen and I remove the eraser. Vinishra Kosev, and the writing part's still there. In this Shamar Orko, the length is remaining. Kadesh Yika Lakoshre Itzbosav, that it's enough that, what it called, it matches the width of my hand. Tame, Trevshir Yishiokos, what we talk about, I can still grab it and write with it. Nita La Kosev, let's say the writing part gets removed. Vinishra Mokok, and the eraser is still there. In this Shamar Orko, Molo Pasyado, if enough of the length matches the width of my hand, Tame, why? Because I can use it to erase. Nisha Pachos is a Tara, but if less than that remaining is Tara, v'chein kol yotze bazeh. Halacha chaf aleph, excuse me. Kordom shenital oshbo. Okay, so let's say I have a hatchet, and the carving side gets removed. V'huot sacha hacharesh minagrabo, that's the side the carpenter used to carve. Tame, why minev base bikuo? Because of the side part of this hatchet that's used to chop. Nital base bikuo, that side is removed. Tame, they base Oshbo. Tame because of the other part. Nishbar Mekifo Tar. But if the part that the handle goes into gets broken, then it reverts back to being Tahar. Chabez, what do you call it? Chirchor Shenifka Madayin. Right? So let's say I have a lance that's used to let's say, for like an abscess, for instance. Shenifka Madayin. So let's say it is damaged. Shenifka Madayin Ukli. It's still a Kli. Achin Yapa Ruvo until most of it's removed. Nishbar mekifa tahar, but if the part that it's the handle part is broken, then it is reverts back to being tahar. Lachav gimel hamardea. Okay, so something called a mardea, which is a type of plow, hu hamilamed a malamad, which is also called a malamad, who eats aruch av. Right, it's a long, thick beam of wood. V'kmo masmer, and it's like looks like a very sharp peg. Chad takua b'ksaso milmala, so one sharp end on above. Vizeha Barzel, right? And this metal thing is called Nikra Darvan, is called the Darvan. Ubukatashin, the other side, Milmata Menu, below it, Barzel, metal, Kuma Romach, like a spear. Beit Nichnas, right? And then the wood goes into it. Vizeha Barzel, Nikra Harhor. And this metal is called the lance. Okay. And finally, Alakha Chavdalad, Minika Shamateches, Shehikamosh Foferes. So this is a metal pipe, which looks like a tube, Shenitma, that becomes Tame, Mishkavena B'makel. Let's say it gets attached to a staff or bedelis or a door, B'yachbarana, Ima'et, and it gets attached to the wood, Titar, it becomes Tahor. Lonitma, let's say it wasn't, B'kava B'makel, and it was attached to the stick or bedelis or the door, then a reason B'kava B'tumma B'mkoma. It's mekabotum in its place. Shakokli matacha shakavam bekar of kosel, because any metal kli that's attached to a beam or a wall mekabotuma kishahayu achi shana es masem, until you change what its function is. Therefore, levigaf dafsha nachtumen. So that's why a metal sheet that's used by bakers shakavu bekosel tame, that is attached to wall contractuma the chinkol yotzuv zet mishakli matacha shnikvu be mekablam be mishutam mekabotuma kishayu. Anytime you have a metal kli that's attached to something, whether it's straight or a receptacle, it is mekabel tuma as it first intended, as it first was when it was created. That is Perek Yud Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Yud Beis tomorrow.